Radio.
If you look at our first reading this afternoon from the book of Exodus, you could probably come to the conclusion that things certainly look bleak for the Israelites. They were a clan that once had been treated as close to royalty as possible. They were the children of Jacob, and now they find themselves as slaves in Egypt, forced into backbreaking work. Pharaoh was even taking steps to wipe them out by killing their male children. So what grounds could they possibly have for any hope? Well, appearing in the desert, God gave Moses a very simple message for them. I am with you. He says, I have come down to rescue you. Now, this was just a message, but it was a little more than a promise. Because as you read on later in the book of Exodus, God didn't save them right away. Their terrible circumstances didn't change overnight. The same threats and the same dangers from the Egyptians remained for quite some time. So they had to believe and they had to hope. And yet, even though their circumstance hadn't changed, things were vastly different for them, because now they knew that God was with them. He had heard their cry, and he was setting events in motion that would eventually bring them about their deliverance. Sometimes when darkness seems to surround us, we too, I think, can feel overwhelmed and without any hope. Caught up in our own challenges, we risk losing sight of the big picture. In the name of being realistic, we surrender to despair more often than not. But what we need to remember is God is always with us. Yes, a diagnosis of an illness can be a crushing blow. Losing a job puts your whole life and the welfare of your family in jeopardy. A rupture in family, arguments among loved ones can be wrenching and devastating. Without God, we are at the mercy of so many hostile or indifferent forces. But God is with us. No matter who we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what we're facing, God loves each and every one of us. Our faithful, miracle-working God has a plan for our lives and the lives of those that we love. When we lose sight of this reality, we don't have the true picture. Everything gets out of focus. So always remember that whatever the reality of our present situation, there is always reason to trust and hope in our God. As he showed the Israelites through Moses, God will never let us down. Almighty God, your love is more powerful than every evil in our lives. We cast ourselves on your mercy. Amen.
Radio.org.au